It's summer.
You're with Cape Talk.
Welcome back to it from All Matters Political to All Matters Culinary. The person who has just stepped into our studio for Chef's Corner is Chef Carolise Kutsia. She is the executive chef, at Takara Restaurant. Good morning, Chef. Welcome.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for joining us on Breakfast with Rifilwe. Takara is obviously a highly regarded and brilliant restaurant, but specifically we love to focus in on the chefs. I'm curious to know, I mean, how long have you been the executive chef at Takara?
I've been the executive chef for about a year and a month now. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I started in 2018, the 1st of November.
All right. And you have actually upped the relaxed sort of style a notch with a spring-infused style at the moment. Rather an ingredient-driven spring menu. Please, won't you tell us a bit about that?
So we have this amazing organic garden on the farm, mm-hmm. and we just try and incorporate as much as we can from the garden. Very simple food, but very elegant. Yes, and hopefully very tasty.
Indeed. And how would you describe your culinary style?
It's very relaxed. It's not, I wouldn't describe it as normal fine dining with all the frills, but it's, like I said, very elegant and very playful, and I like to evoke some memories from your childhood.
Excuse me, fantastic. Now, one of the things that you've done, which is incredibly generous, by the way, is that Chef Carolise has actually come into studio with a voucher that is available for a Cape Talk listener. It is it's for a six-course dinner at Takara.
Yes.
To the value of 2,700 rand. My goodness. And then please, won't you give me a heads up, the bottle of wine?
It's the Director's Reserve Red 2016 and amazing. A bottle of our premium olive oil as well.
All right. So basically, I mean, this is a huge prize. We might even spread it out. And what, of course, we've asked you earlier on, which is the opposite of what this prize would be, is for you to let us know what your pet peeve is. Do give us a call after the news, not right now while we're talking to Chef, to let us know what your pet peeve is, and you could stand a chance to win one of those incredible prizes. Thank you again for your generosity. Now, Takara is nestled beautifully in Stellenbosch. Talk to me about many chefs that come through, talk to us about cooking local, using local ingredients, and yours is ingredient driven. Do you tend to source from the valley?
Yes, definitely. Okay. We like to use local farmers, and local producers for all our goods that we use in the kitchen. We don't really like to import a lot of stuff.
Mm-hmm. And we don't. And talk to me about the plate that you've got with us.
Oh, so I brought you some petit fours. So in the kitchen, we get some trainees from local chef schools, and for us in the kitchen, it's nice to see them come up with ideas, and we actually give it to the guests at the end of their dinner. So we have some milk tart macarons.
Oh, wow. What a great combination.
Yes.
Okay.
And some bounty bars and some raspberry pastels, which actually comes from the farm. All the raspberries come from the farm, yes.
Talk to me about bounty bars. Is that as in like the chocolate?
Like the chocolate, yes. It's a young guy in the kitchen, Michael. So he said, Chef, one of my favorite things as a child was the bounty bars. And I said, oh, Michael, make it for petit fours. And so he came up with this petit four.
Oh, fantastic.
And it's delicious.
Oh, we definitely like to try that. Chef, you know, what I've definitely found is with women chefs, there's this leadership that gives so much space to the younger chefs to put creativity forward.
Yes.
Has that always been the way that you were led, that you lead? And was that the way you were led?
Not in all the kitchens I work, but I like to embrace everyone's personality because we are all different. Mm. And what works for me and the style I work is not necessarily going to work for everyone in the kitchen. So I give them guidelines and then they can decide how they want to work as long as our end product is on the standard that we need at Takara.
And then you get this incredible creativity like milk tart.
Yes, and they're so proud.
And the macaron.
Yeah, exactly. They're so proud when it actually goes to the table. It's very cool to see.
Well, that is very powerful indeed. Well, I'm definitely keen to head out to Takara. I cannot, obviously, qualify for this voucher, so somebody else will get it. And hopefully we'll see you out at Takara. Chef Carolise Kutsia, thank you so much.
Thank you.
I wish we had more time for coming into studio. And it's such a pleasure to receive these generous gifts that you've given to our Cape Talk listeners.
Thanks for having me.
All righty. That's Chef Carolise Kutsia, who is the executive chef at Takara Restaurant. Remember to let us know after the news what your pet peeve is.